We're talking about the work of the United Way and its 211 Resource Network on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kahn. Thanks for being here. The 211 network in the U.S. responds to more than 20 million requests for help each year. And the United Way says the free confidential service has been a lifeline in pandemic, citing 211 call specialists fielding a 150% increase in referrals to food programs. Have you used 211 before? When do you think people should call it? How can local nonprofits do better to help people who need housing or employment assistance? 800-642-1234. Renee Moe is president and CEO of United Way of Dane County. Renee, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Your chapter is getting a $5 million donation from a corporate contributor. What plans do you have for the money?
Yes, we're so delighted that American Family Insurance is granting $5 million to United Way of Dane County for two community resource hubs. One is 211, as you mentioned, getting people to connect into the most comprehensive health and human service database in Dane County. The other is to help people who want to help get connected with volunteerism. We have a volunteeryourtime.org link that allows people to tap into a very robust database of volunteer opportunities across Dane County.
Well, you know, we know that there's been a labor shortage. Is it difficult to get volunteers in these times?
Well, I would say the most difficult part about volunteerism right now is really the safety protocols. So many agencies have had to transform and be very innovative. However, we have made a lot of changes to how people can volunteer, and we are able to extend a lot of agency capacity through volunteerism. So while it's very different, I wouldn't say that it's reduced, and all nonprofits are looking for folks who can help out and help extend their missions.
Can you provide some examples of when someone would call 211?
Yes. Well, you mentioned the workforce shortage. So if somebody is laid off or doesn't have income that's supporting their housing and other budget needs, they can call 211 to say, you know, I'm looking for some job training. I don't have resources to help pay for the training or the education while I'm still working because I need to continue to pay my rent, for example. And we can hook them into a network of nonprofits doing job training services. Oftentimes things are a bit more emergent. So if you're looking at, you know, my kids are home. I don't have access to food right now. Where's a pantry? Where's a hot meal? And then all the way to, you know, my child is really struggling. I don't know what to do. Where can I get my kids some help? So it's a whole gamut. A lot of calls for COVID have been very high right now. Where do I get tested? Where do I get vaccinated? I need a ride to get a vaccine, things like that. So housing and food tend to be the top calls to 211. And in more recent, you know, year and a half, obviously health issues have been right up there.
So does a caller go through some numeric phone options before they get to a live voice, or how does that work?
Well, we try to keep the phone staffed so people don't have to wait very long. However, there are times where there might be a 10 or more minute wait, and we tried to get other folks on the calls. People don't have to wait. But basically what happens is you call 211, and there are a couple of prompts for types of referral as well as language assistance. And so once you get through that, you're pretty quickly hooked into a live person who can ask some very compassionate and deep questions to help get you what you need as soon as possible. Sometimes people are calling for something, let's say, you know, I need diapers for my baby, but really there's a deeper issue where maybe there's a GI issue and the baby is going through significantly more diapers. And so we can refer into a health agency, for example. So, you know, the call takers are very well trained and very great at listening and really tuning into what people need.
Oh, I'd imagine you have to do some really deep listening and some detective work to get at the layers of what might be going on.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and that's really only one half of the story, right? So a caller calls in, obviously very stressed because that's when you call 211. And then you need to make sure the agency side is also up and running. So our database is very comprehensive and we spend a lot of time nurturing that to make sure information is up to date. And one of the trickiest things is not all nonprofits have that capacity at every moment for every caller. And so we try to do a great job of figuring out which nonprofits do have services available example, that meet the need of that caller, but also who have capacity. If you're looking for a bus pass, for example, sometimes agencies run out in the middle of the month and they don't have more until the first of the next month. And so we want to make sure that we're trying to give a warm handoff to a nonprofit that actually has capacity to provide help. I think one of the most frustrating things can be to get a referral and then to not be able to get the support you need, especially if you're in that moment of crisis. And that's really what the United Way campaign is all about, trying to help people really have that capacity at the nonprofit service level so there are enough services for when people need it. And then, of course, the work of going even deeper, which is to help build economic resilience so people don't even need to call 211 or use agency services. But that obviously is a longer-term game.
We have Renee Moe with us, President and CEO of the United Way of Dane County, as we discuss the 211 Resource Network. Have you ever called 211? When do you think people should? How can local nonprofits do better to help in these pandemic times? 800-642-1234 to join in. Renee, you mentioned warm handoff, and there can be big benefits of a warm handoff, actually connecting someone to a resource, staying on the line so that they can make the transition successfully. Is there any of that going on in 211?
There is some of that going on, not as much as we would like. Right now, from the information referral perspective, also because it's a confidential service, sometimes there isn't as much of that. We are trying to build a more robust network where there are community navigators to help with those handoffs. Sometimes when you're looking at financial insecurity, of course, based on lots of systemic issues, you have a couple of needs, right? You've got families who are looking at income needs and housing, maybe rent or eviction issues that are coming up. And you've got kids who might be stressed out or who might necessarily feel as connected to the schools. So in addition to those warm handoffs to perhaps a referral of three or four different organizations, we also want somebody to really think about the whole family, that two-gen, multi-generational approach, which allows the whole family to really get into self-sufficiency more effectively when the nonprofit sector can be very fragmented. So that's newer work, and we're starting that. I would say it's only a few years old. We've also got a great partnership in the healthcare systems in Dane County, trying to really have a closed-loop referral network for care coordination. So it's kind of a fancy way of saying making sure that you're centering that family and doing that work to coordinate services. Again, the goal is to help with, you know, full health and well-being, to have what you need in real time, and ultimately to build those pathways through education and income, stability and housing, obviously great health, to make sure that families are able to be as self-sufficient and independent and achieve their own definition of their goals. But that, like I said, is a much longer term rewiring of that network, but we're working on it every day.
Well, I would imagine that personalized community navigating would be another layer, but also another layer of hiring. Are you able to have that one-on-one type help, that wraparound care for individuals needing it?
For a small group, we're piloting that. So our strategic collaboration grants team was able to partner with the healthcare systems, public health, and others, the Black Women's Wellness Foundation, for example, to be able to secure two $1 million grants from Schmidt Futures and the Wisconsin Partnership Program. And so that work is going into those wraparound services for a very targeted population of Black moms and babies. So we're really excited about that. That's just kicking off, you know, in a couple of months. And so you're right, the level of technology that is required to knit that together, as well as that level of coordination, those navigators, is another level. And so, you know, trying to make things more efficient inside of what families need and how to effectively navigate, and also more effective, which is really the bottom line.
Renee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Renee Moe is president and CEO of the United Way of Dane County. Just ahead, we continue our conversations with candidates running to be Milwaukee's next mayor ahead of next Tuesday's primary. What do you want to know from the candidates? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network.